Saturday on these airwaves. My name's Casey Steed, the voice of your valley. 100 Cents News Talk Station. 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS. Come on! Livingston. Los Bayos. Los Baños. The easy side on the east side, River Valley. And our favorite little community, our dairy community on the west side. Agustin, that's right, the Portuguese. Went to the BUHAC Festa last weekend. Man, what a fun time. What a fun time. You know what? And then I heard the bullfights. Woo, chihuahua. Somebody show me some. We got to get ready. Ready to go. Hey, did I tell you it's the 9 o'clock show? The bonus half hour. June 11th, 2022. That's right. New content. No reruns here. Well, every once in a while. But, you know, I'm busy. I got a lot to do. I got everything to do here. Luna, he has a staff. Hey, you don't want to miss Cruisin'. Remove the mic here. Get the CD player going. Cruisin' with the big kahuna, Dave Luna. Tonight, 5 to 6 on these airways. If you can afford gas. Inflation, 8%. Yeah. Uh-oh. What is that song? Little Van Halen. Little Van Halen. You know, you got to do the guitar intro. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Okay, well, we're going to use that on the way out. Hey, so many things I have to do. Sorry to include you in the production of this award-winning show. You know, number one for its time slot. In about a three-block radius from the transmitter. So we appreciate all the listeners, every single one of you. Want to send a shout-out for all the people that have been helping at the Merced County Fair. All of the great supporters out there. You know, we have a lot of fun with our favorite foil from the show for years and years. It's been decades. We love this guy, John Pedroso. He does so much out there at the Merced County Fair. Every night he's out there cooking, making sure things are going well. And I just want to say thanks, John. You're a great cook. You really know how to put on some good meals, plenty of food, never a shortage out there. And again, the Friends of the Fair are doing such a wonderful thing. They're building their facilities, really, really nice. Of course, the fairgrounds can use all the help it can get. You know, those things were built back in the 40s, used for a lot of different purposes, some not so famous, some very infamous purposes. There's a nice display out there, a statue, a little garden that remembers what we were, but who we are is something that's it's very imperative that people not forget, and that agriculture is such a big part of our community, and it's on full display out there this week at the Merced County Fair. Of course, today the culmination, the the sale day. That's right, sale day. This is when all the projects, when all the animals go through the sales pit. They're going to be the auctioneers. You know, you gotta listen quickly. The bump bids, the anticipation, the looks on the young men and women's faces, our future. It depends on so many things, so many variables that are beyond our control, and many that are. But to see this day, this culmination, it's just so wonderful. It's so heartwarming, as it has been all week. So many people have an opinion of the fair, or a vision of the fair in their mind. If you're from the city, it's the Midway, it's the carnival games, maybe the displays, the exhibits. But if you're in the country, or even in the city, and you have access to raising an animal, the fair is really a big, big deal. It's the culmination of many, many months of preparation, of planning, of work, of learning, of experience, things that you can just not get without the passage of time. And these 5 days, they seem to go so quickly. And it's just a slice of what really goes on out in our community that all come together in one place. To walk through the barns when it's quiet, to see the animals when they're resting, which is the hum of the fans, the blowing scents, the dust. And then during the daytime, all the activity around the pens, the grooming, the cleaning, the preparation, the pampering, taking care of your animal, the boys practicing roping, the girls practicing roping, people walking around dressed in their finest show quality attire, trying to look the best for the judges. There's so much more that goes on the fair besides just the midway and the carnival rides and the food and the tractor pulls and the races. And yeah, that's a lot of fun too. There's been good concerts. There's been good people. There's been good fellowship. Herd immunity in full effect, my friends. If I don't get COVID, I never will. I've been around so many people, touched so many people, seen so many friends, been in such crowded situations. It's just, it feels normal. It feels good. It's who we are. We're gregarious individuals. We want to be around other people. We want to have a purpose in life, and we want to be around other people. And it's just so wonderful to see all of that. Our purpose in this valley on full display, and what we do, and a fine, fine example of it, might I say so. Those animals are beautiful, and the young men and women give me so much hope. Give me so much hope, as they should, all of you. So if you haven't made it out to the Merced County Fair, today's a great day to go. Don't let the weather bother you. It's who we are. A little hot weather never, well, maybe hurt some people. But there's a little wind, okay? There's a bit of a breeze. And tomorrow, the last day, is a lot of fun too. So I want to encourage everybody to make it out if you can. And if you can't, there's other ways to support the fair through all of the vendors and the people that are doing good work out there. If you have the opportunity, run by the Casa Beer Booth. We're over there at the Coors Light Amphitheater stage right by the Friends of the Fair just across. And we have a beer booth set up. Our organization that I belong to is a wonderful organization. I had a Zoom meeting about my foster child this week with Judge Proetti. And again, a lot of good that CASA does there in the community for our foster youth that find themselves in that situation. And I can tell you there's probably not a lot of foster youth that are showing animals at the fair. But I know there's a lot of foster youth that go to the fair and they see what goes on there and they're excited. And they, you know, again, it's just such a wonderful thing for our young people, no matter what, where they may find themselves in life. So there's a lot of families that are in disarray, a lot of situations that cause these youth to come into the foster care system. And it'll just break your heart. It really will. But you can do some good. You can be an advocate, a court-appointed advocate. You're an officer of the court. It's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to give back to your community. And I'm so happy that we were able to have a presence at the Merced County Fair this year. And I want to thank Teresa Barola and all of the folks over there at the Merced County Fair, the board of directors, just wonderful, wonderful group. Kim Regina doing an absolutely amazing job, not only with the Friends of the Fair, with her family, which she brought out, again, several generations participating in the fair, going to the fair, having their own children, going to the fair. It's just who we are. And also Kim doing a wonderful job with the Merced County Association of Realtors. They had some wonderful events this year for the election, which was so important because, again, the information, getting it out there, there's only so many ways. There's so many assaults on your senses to listen, to try to get different versions. And the Merced County Association of Realtors getting that local feel, because again, real estate affects everybody. The cost of real estate, the cost of houses, the value of your house, one of the biggest investments you'll make in your life. And all of those things that concern realtors really concern all of us in the fact of public safety, good schools, safe communities, good roads, easy access, amenities, all of those things that come with a vibrant community. And my friends, we have a vibrant community. We need to do a lot of work, but we have a vibrant community. And to keep it that way, we need to have individuals that we elect that really do have the local interests at heart, whether they be on the state or the federal level. We talked a lot in the 8 o'clock hour about a couple of the local races, the district attorney's race, and also the State Assembly, Assembly District 27, the new Assembly District. Of course, the district attorney's race is over. It was a head-to-head race. Nicole Silvera handily won a shellacking. It was a landslide, over 66% of the vote. I assume that will hold. Again, the numbers are going to fluctuate until July 7th when the race is certified, I believe. And it's one of those deals where it was something that was anticipated, and a lot of people felt it was going to go that way. I think the numbers were surprising to everybody. But the point being is elections matter. Of course, the Assembly District, there will be a runoff in that district because five people were in the district or in the election. And it will be between Esmeralda Soria and Mark Pazin. Two very different political views, two very divergent views. And I think that views that need to be explored in a forum where both candidates can answer to the people together at the same time the questions, because I guarantee you the answers are not the same. The other big race, the huge race that we didn't talk about, was Adam Gray and the Congressional District 13, the newly formed Congressional District 13. All of these are newly formed. You're going to see new council districts for you folks that live in the cities of Merced and Atwater, the different municipalities, in November due to the census. Census data comes out every 10 years. And they adjust the boundaries accordingly based on that data that they receive. And public input and that sort of thing. We get the voting committees. We went through all of that before. As you remember, very contentious, some of these issues. So now the lines have been drawn and not to be crossed. And in the congressional district, did we lose Jim Costa or did Jim Costa lose us? I don't know, because he didn't do a lot for the district. I'm sorry to say, there may have been the occasional award, the veterans. I know he was a big supporter, some mental health issues. But for that position in Congress, especially to sit on the farm committee, I think we could have done a little better in water acquisition, water impoundment, a lot of things that we could have done for farming, a lot of money that could have come to Castle Air Force Base. The former Castle Air Force Base, that's a federal facility. Lots of cleanup needs to be done. Lots of remediation needs to be done, even 25 years after the fact. And again, Jim Costa was elected 25 years ago in a different office, different position. But he's been around a long time, and for the length of time, he hasn't done a lot. Really hasn't. And it's very, very sad. I mean, hey, two impeachments, you know, two yes votes on the impeachment there, but again, the Democrats very, very organized in this community. So now there's an open seat, and there was a latecomer to the election in Duarte, a farmer from up north. And I'm just amazed at the pushback I've heard in the community from what I consider solid conservative individuals against Duarte and for Adam Gray, just because Adam Gray has been here a long time. And I understand longevity, and people get used to seeing the same people, and he's a nice guy. I don't disagree with that. A nice family. Very, very involved in the community. But the point is, a lot of people look at results, and we're still with no impoundment. We have no decision about raising the spillway over there, no final decision. You can't say raising the dam. People freak out. You have to say raising the spillway up there in the mountains for MID. And it's just very, very frustrating. The gas tax. Again, a lot of folks were upset that Adam voted for the gas tax way back when, even though it got us the ACE train eventually here to Merced and Campus Parkway, well, which is pretty much done. So that was hard dollars that came to a community that, again, of 250 or 288,000 people now, we would never have seen that kind of investment unless it was just pork or some sort of earmark that we weren't looking or we weren't expecting, which is what I always expected Jim Costa to do for us. I mean, just get us some money, but not a lot of love there. But anyway, the federal position of congressman is very, very important. And as I talked about in the 8 o'clock hour, a lot of the election results are showing a little pinkish, a little reddening of California, especially when it came to law and order and the district attorney's races and throwing out some of the progressive liberal district attorneys and their ideology of defund the police, get rid of the police, use the money in other areas, some of these wacky ideas that have proven not to work out at all and are actually being a pariah to the Democratic Party. So they're trying to run from that disaster, but the reality of it is we need good congressional candidates. And if the tide does turn at the federal level in Congress and the Republicans take back the House, the question that's been posed to Adam and that he has answered is, will he be able to work across the aisle? And he feels that he can. Now, working within his own party hasn't worked out so well for Adam because he's been kicked off, I think, every committee because of some of his positions, some of the money he's taken from the hydrocarbon industry, some of these, you know, bad actors in the Democrats' mind. Why he remains a Democrat, I don't know. And you have to ask yourself, as a lot of people have now after the election, when it really comes down to brass tacks and it's time to go over the hill, will he follow the party? And it seems to be that he has in the past, or he just, takes a break. Where's Adam? I don't know. I saw him around here a minute ago. He just doesn't vote on the hard issues. That way there's no vote, no record. And that's not good. Now, I'm not saying he does that all the time, but in repeal of the gas tax, that's my understanding of what happened. So it's very, very, I don't know. It's a crossroads right now. We've made it through the primary election. The general election is coming up in November. Will Duarte get the traction that he needs to overcome Gray, who's never held a federal office? And we have to ask ourselves, what he's done in the state office, has it been enough to promote him to the federal level? And then again, who's Duarte as a candidate? And I've heard so much pushback from some folks that want to still stay with Adam because, again, he's been around a long time. He's been our representative for, 8 years now, I believe. Before that, he was working for other bureaucrats, other assembly people, other senators, I believe, up in Sacramento. So, results-driven, well, you know, there's been some. Viper, there's been some good things. There's been some money come down, you know, the million here, the 2 million here, the auto center expansion, the this, the that. But when it really is time for the rubber to hit the road, would we be better off with Republican representation, conservative representation, especially if the Congress is going to be dominated by one party and potentially the Senate? Would we have better chance of turning California red if we just took the chance, if we just as a group would get together? And again, those are questions that are rhetorical that I ask because the Republican Party is, well, it's fairly much non-existent here in the city, or excuse me, well, I guess there's two Republican parties here in the city, but it's pretty well non-existent when you get to the state level. A lot of people were disappointed when they filled out their ballots. They had no help in, you know, suggestions by the Republican Party. You know, it's kind of a sad thing that I talk about this, but again, we always try to remember those that had an impact on us. And we've lost a lot of good people. You know, we talk about the Merced County Fair and how it's our future and the people that come through, the young people and the mothers and fathers and grandfathers. And, you know, life goes on. It's really what we're seeing here in this week, just the cycle of life, you will, the projects, the going through the sale ring and, well, then the cycle of life. And so many good people have supported ag and farming in our community, have really made us who we are. And we've lost a few of those people this year. Tim Pellissier had a very, very nice memorial last weekend out at their farm out there on Arboleda. It was just a beautiful, beautiful facility, hundreds and hundreds in attendance. Another person that passed away very recently, actually May 24th, was Anthony James Fagundes. Everybody knew him as James. And he passed away May 24th, 2022, with his loving children by his side. He was born August 16th, 1947 in Turlock to Tony and Elvira Fagundes. He was raised in Hopeton until the family moved to Chowchilla in 1969. He graduated from Fresno State in 1970, where he was an AGR fraternity brother. On November 25th of 72, he married the love of his life, Glenda Ray Kyle, in Merced, California. They raised three children on the family dairy. James was a lifelong dairy farmer, working until the day he died. James was a parishioner of St. Columbia Catholic Church in Chowchilla for numerous years.
After they moved to Merced in 2005, he became a devoted parishioner at St. Patrick's Parish. James was a proud Merced Elks member for over 50 years. He was also a member of the YMI SES and was born and was part of the St. John's Hopeton Festa Committee from a young man and served as their president for a year. James also served a term as director on the Madera District Fair Board. He survived by his children, daughter Allison, who's married to John, daughter Marcy, who's married to Matthew, and son Anthony, whose wife is Julie. He's also survived by his 10 precious grandchildren, and he is survived by his siblings, Judy Mers, Donna, Lloyd, Ralph, and Fred Fagundes, and their families, his sister-in-law, Susan Janaski, and their family. So he was a great, great individual. I met James at the Elks Club, I don't know, a couple of years ago after his wife had passed away, and he said he listened to the show periodically, and he was a man of few words. He had a really dry sense of humor, and got to know him, and then I was able, through a mutual friend, get to know him a little bit better. I saw him socially a couple of times, and it was a real shock to lose him, as it was so many of the folks that have left us this past year. And I wanted to just read a little bit about James's life. He had a couple of services this past week. He was they were still chasing him all over the county. He had a service in Turlock on Thursday, and then here in Merced on Friday with a follow up in Chowchilla, which I understand was well attended, standing room only. It was just a great send off for a great guy. And the Fagundes name is very, very prevalent here in our community. There are a lot of great people doing a lot of great things that have the name Fagundes, and James Fagundes, Anthony James Fagundes, will not be forgotten, but he will be missed. I want to thank you all for letting me rattle on for this past hour and a half about the Merced County Fair and how wonderful the experience has been for myself. I guess I've just missed it. It's been a drought in a lot of ways, but the last 2 years with the COVID has just, well, it's kept our community apart, and it's so good to be back together, to see friends, to shake hands, to hug each other, to smile, to see each other's faces. Because I can tell you, there's not a lot of face masks out there. Again, herd immunity is in full effect. I think you'll have your antibodies after you attend the Merced County Fair, or really any of the events that have been going on here lately around the area. I went to see SpongeBob SquarePants, the last showing, a couple of Sundays ago, and that was a fun show. Everybody was getting into it. They must have had 40, 50 cast members. Again, Playhouse Merced, so good to see them back in operation, and I'm sure they'll have a full season next year. I wish we had a full season or another 20 minutes to talk to each other, but we don't. I have to get ready for the sale out there. Just love watching it. It's so much fun. You see the young men and women with the culmination of months worth of work, watching their project, their animal, their... Well, they do become a little emotional, some of them. The separation, but it's life. It's realization of what goes on. Life and death and birth and reborn. It's a wonderful thing, and we're here in the middle of it, in the Central Valley. My name's Casey Steed, the voice of your valley. Citizen Watch, Merced's News Talk Station, 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.